Kat Winthorpe has it all. A Georgian mansion in exclusive Atherton, a tech mogul husband worth billions, and social status that makes her the envy of Silicon Valley. Behind her Hermes scarves and practiced smile lies a woman who clawed her way up from middle-class obscurity, wielding social influence like a weapon. When attractive newcomers Matthew and Nina Ryder purchase the dilapidated property next door, Kat's territorial instincts surge to high alert, especially when William hires Nina as Winthorpe Tech's new director of motivation, a position Kat immediately recognizes as both vague and threatening. Watching Nina charm a group of venture capitalists, Kat reflects, "Some men are owned, some are borrowed, and some are taken, and I would never let anyone take William from me." What no one realizes is that behind Kat's perfect facade lies a woman with secrets, including clandestine visits to the abandoned Baker House next door, where she's discovered hidden cocaine, vintage jewelry, and personal documents from the previous owners who vanished under mysterious circumstances. Nina Ryder epitomizes calculated ambition. Escaping an abusive childhood through marriage to Matt after high school, she's methodically orchestrated her social ascent through strategic surgeries and career moves. Upon meeting William Winthorpe, she immediately identifies him as her ticket upward, coldly planning to upgrade from him at some point, but not yet. Raised by an abusive father who wanted a son, Nina developed a purely transactional view of relationships. People are either obstacles to eliminate or stepping stones to utilize. As Nina infiltrates the Winthorpes' lives, their marriage begins to fracture. Kat grows suspicious of Nina's intentions, while William dismisses her concerns as jealousy. Their once intimate conversations deteriorate into brief exchanges about schedules. When Kat hires investigator Tom Beck, he uncovers troubling patterns in Nina's employment history, prestigious positions ending mysteriously with non-disclosure agreements. William remains defensive, insisting Nina is what he needed at Winthorpe Tech. Kat's private fertility struggles become particularly vulnerable territory, and when Nina deliberately asks about their plans for children at a company dinner, it's a calculated strike at Kat's deepest insecurity. Nina's campaign to seduce William unfolds with military precision. She engineers accidental encounters, from timed elevator meetings to lunch breaks at his favorite cafe. During morning runs, she strategically showcases her flexibility when he's nearby, imagining Kat witnessing these intimate moments. Beyond physical attraction, she makes herself indispensable professionally, helping William navigate workplace challenges. Her masterstroke comes when she solves the crisis with surgeon Marilyn Staubach by uncovering that Marilyn's supposedly deceased son, Jeff, is alive. "I know about Jeff," Nina reveals, explaining she visited the boy who's turning 13 in a convalescent home without family, blackmail demonstrating her willingness to exploit even the most painful vulnerabilities. The seduction culminates in a boardroom encounter where William finally surrenders. This apparent victory fits Nina's escalating pattern of affairs, with William representing her most ambitious target yet, a man with everything to lose, whose seduction serves as both her masterpiece and revenge against a society that once rejected her. A series of increasingly dangerous accidents begins as tensions escalate. Matt suffers a broken arm, fractured ribs, and a concussion after falling from a second-story balcony when a railing gives way. Security cameras malfunction during this exact time frame. 2 weeks later, Kat becomes violently ill after drinking imported limoncello at the Ryder's home. Lab analysis reveals carefully measured ethylene glycol, antifreeze, enough to cause severe illness but not death. The violence intensifies when a masked intruder breaks into the Ryder's home, bypassing security and putting a .38 special in Matt's mouth that misfires 3 times before the assailant flees. Ballistics confirm the ammunition was deliberately tampered with. Investigators discover disturbing evidence throughout the home: $80,000 in sequential bills hidden under floorboards, surveillance photos of William, and doctored images where Nina has replaced Kat in family portraits. Most disturbingly, they find a hidden album containing progressively violent alterations showing Matt and Kat beheaded with finger-worn corners suggesting frequent viewing. As police investigation intensifies, both women's lives crumble spectacularly. Nina is arrested for attempted murder, loses her job at Winthrop Tech, and watches her social standing vanish overnight. The newspaper headline, "Local Wife Attempts Murder," authorities allege, with an unflattering photo, destroys her reputation. William is quoted calling her a deeply disturbed individual, devastating Nina, who believed their connection was meaningful. 2 weeks later, she's living in a cramped apartment with rented furniture in a cheap part of San Francisco. Matt has transformed too, sporting new veneers and suddenly opinionated about everything, from alimony to her choice of car. The words "couldn't afford" haunt me, words I thought I'd buried forever when I married Matt, Nina reflects. Meanwhile, Kat forces William to cut all contact with Nina and demands complete honesty. Though he begs forgiveness, insisting the affair meant nothing, their marriage has fundamentally changed. Kat demands he leak Nina's murder attempt and firing to local papers, her final nail in her coffin. Their relationship deteriorates further during Kat's birthday trip to Hawaii when William abruptly returns to California for a supposed business crisis. The novel's brilliant twist reveals that Kat orchestrated everything to destroy Nina after discovering her affair with William. "I carefully put our house back in order and returned home to process what I'd found," Kat reveals. "I methodically planned her destruction. She planted the cash and doctored photos, paid someone to stage the gun attack with an unloaded weapon, and even poisoned herself with antifreeze to frame Nina. Broken women cannot be held accountable for their actions," Kat justifies. "I needed my husband back and needed to punish her." William's reaction is disturbing. He's aroused by her capacity for destruction. "It turns me on to see how much work she puts into our marriage, her smooth lies, faux concern, and effortless orchestration of events," he thinks. In the epilogue, Kat gives Nina a gold envelope containing her father's murder confession and the deed to her childhood home. Despite this apparent generosity, Nina only asks about Matt, revealing she still loves him. Every last secret reveals the devastating costs of unchecked ambition and revenge among the extremely wealthy. Each character pays differently. Nina loses everything, William nearly loses his marriage, and Kat sacrifices her moral compass. The brilliance lies in how it subverts expectations. Kat emerges as the more dangerous and calculating one, while Nina becomes a broken woman. "I expected to feel happy by now, but I only experience brief moments of peace," Kat admits. This moral ambiguity forces us to question who is more culpable in this world of Silicon Valley privilege, where having everything often means having nothing of real value.